What are Medicare supplement plans in Florida? Medicare supplement plans, also known as Medigap, help pay for some or all out-of-pocket costs that you would otherwise pay for with original Medicare. Parts A and B. These plans work with original Medicare and are not standalone plans. Because original Medicare does not include a maximum on out-of-pocket expenses, nearly 75% of Medicare beneficiaries have either a Medicare supplement plan or a Medicare Advantage plan in Florida. According to the state of Medicare supplement coverage by AHIP, there were 913,759 Florida Medicare enrollees, 19.5%, with Medicare supplement coverage in 2020 and 922,604, 20.2% of enrollees, in 2019. Alternatively, approximately 53% of Floridians are enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan in Florida in 2022. Who is eligible for Medigap plans in Florida? You are eligible for a Medicare supplement plan in Florida if you are enrolled in Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B and live in the plan service area. What do Medicare supplement plans cover? Original Medicare Part A and B do not have a maximum for out-of-pocket costs. In addition to premiums and deductibles, you also pay 20% coinsurance for doctor bills and other medical expenses. These expenses really add up if you have a hospital stay over 60 days or receive care in a skilled nursing facility over 20 days. That's where a Medicare supplement plan can step in to help. Medicare supplement plan coverage varies but can include Part A deductible, Part A coinsurance and hospital costs up to an additional 365 days, Part A hospice care coinsurance or copayment, skilled nursing facility care coinsurance, Part B deductible, Part B coinsurance or copayments, Part B excess charge, 3 pints of blood. Avoid the Part D late enrollment penalty. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, requires that you have creditable prescription drug coverage. Because Medicare supplement plans do not include prescription drug coverage, you'll need to sign up for a Medicare Part D plan if you don't have creditable coverage from another source. If you choose not to enroll in a Medicare Part D standalone prescription drug plan when you enroll in a Medicare supplement plan, you could face a Part D late enrollment penalty. The penalty is added to your standard Medicare Part D premium and increases every month you choose to wait to join. The longer you wait, the higher the penalty will become. And unfortunately, it's a penalty that must be paid for as long as you have a Medicare prescription drug plan. 10 types of Medigap plans in Florida. A Medicare supplement plan in Florida can help reduce or eliminate out-of-pocket costs that you would experience with only original Medicare. This could significantly reduce your financial concerns. Private insurance companies licensed by the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation are authorized to sell Medigap plans, and all plans are standardized, which means that each plan must include the same benefits offered by another company. Plan benefits must be the same between providers, but the cost can vary because those are determined by each company. In Florida, there are 10 types of Medicare supplement plans. Medigap. Medicare supplement plans are labeled A, G, and KN. Every insurance provider is required to offer at least Medicare supplement plan A but can offer other plans as well. What are the most popular Medigap policies in Florida? While 10 types of Medicare supplement plans exist, you only have a portion of those to choose from. As of January 1, 2020, plans that include the Part B deductible were phased out. This means that if you enrolled in Plan C, Plan F, or Plan J, prior to January 1, 2020, you are grandfathered in. However, after that date, those plans are not taking any new enrollments. In 2020, the top 5 most popular Medicare supplement plans in Florida were Medicare Supplement Plan F, 60%, cannot enroll after January 1, 2020, Medicare Supplement Plan G, 10%, Medicare Supplement Plan N, 9%, Medicare Supplement Plan J, 6%, cannot enroll after January 1, 2020, Medicare Supplement Plan C, 5%, cannot enroll after January 1, 2020. Of the plans available for new enrollment, Plan G is the closest to discontinued Plan F, which is likely why it has the second highest enrollment of Medicare supplement plans in Florida. Comparing Medigap plans A, G, and KN. When you compare Medicare supplement plans in Florida, it's important to consider monthly premium costs and out-of-pocket expenses. Take note that some plans with lower premiums may have higher out-of-pocket expenses. Medicare supplement insurance plans A, G. Among Medigap Plan A through G, Medigap Plan G is the second most popular plan. It's among the plans that provide basic benefits. In addition to 100% coinsurance coverage for Medicare Part B, Part A coinsurance or hospice copay paid at 100%, and 3 pints of blood per benefit calendar year, there are also additional benefits to choose from, including coverage of skilled nursing facility coinsurance, Part A deductibles, Part B excess costs, and foreign travel emergencies. Medicare Supplement Plans K and Plan N is the most popular amongst Medigap plans K through N. These plans don't have uniform benefits like plans A, G. Each plan provides a unique level of coverage, and you should consult a local Medicare agent to discuss which plan option is best for your health and budget. How much does a Medigap plan cost in Florida? The good news is that Medicare Supplement Plan premiums don't change based on your age. If you buy your policy when you turn 65, you'll continue paying the same rate as you get older. As long as you keep the same policy, your monthly premium depends on the plan you choose, your gender, and whether or not you're a smoker. As of May 2022, you could expect a monthly premium of $61 to $353 as a 65-year-old non-smoking woman, and a 65-year-old non-smoking man could pay between $70 and $397 depending on plan choice. Medigap versus Medicare Advantage plans. There are similarities to how you might choose between a Medigap and Medicare Advantage plan or a PPO and HMO plan. Network flexibility and cost. Coverage comparison on the most basic level. Medicare supplement plans are not limited to specific provider networks. In fact, you can go to any Medicare-approved provider in Florida. On the other hand, a Medicare Advantage plan traditionally has a more restrictive network, but additional benefits such as dental, hearing, and vision. Average cost comparison. When comparing costs, the average monthly Medicare Advantage plan premium is $8.54 compared to a Medigap plan that ranges from $66 to $375 depending on plan choice, gender, and if you're a non-smoker. Both plans help cover some or all of the out-of-pocket expenses that you might encounter with original Medicare. Nearly 20% of Floridians were enrolled in a Medigap plan in 2020, while in 2022, 53% were enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan in Florida. When can you enroll in Medicare Supplement in Florida? Concerned about original Medicare's out-of-pocket expenses? You're not alone. Many people enroll in a Medicare Supplement to control costs, with greater predictability. The ideal time to enroll in a Medicare supplement plan in Texas is during your Medigap open enrollment period. During this period, insurance companies must sell you any plan they offer regardless of your pre-existing medical conditions. It's also when you can get the best pricing on a plan. Medigap open enrollment period. The Medigap open enrollment period is unique to each person. It starts the first month you are enrolled in Medicare Part B, and you're age 65. This enrollment period lasts only 6 months. Happens only once, and cannot be changed or repeated. If you miss your Medigap open enrollment period, you may be able to purchase a policy later, but it may cost more due to past or present health conditions. Outside of the Medigap open enrollment period, most insurance carriers apply the pre-existing clause to newly issued Medicare supplement plans. This is why you must mark this critical window on your calendar. What happens if I miss my Medigap open enrollment period? If you miss your Medigap open enrollment period, there is no guarantee that you can enroll in a Medigap plan. That's because insurance companies are not required to sell you a plan, and you may be required to meet medical underwriting requirements. Insurance companies use medical underwriting to decide whether or not to accept your application and how much to charge for the policy. These steps are not required during your Medigap open enrollment period. Some situations exclude you from insurance companies requiring underwriting. You have a guaranteed issue right, also called Medigap protections, a pre-existing condition, and are replacing creditable coverage. Florida insurance companies may offer at least one kind of Medicare supplement policy to people with ESRD and Medicare under 65.